Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, as he does every Friday at 4, you can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show, the legend, Ron Jaworski. Jaws, thanks for joining us.
Spike, Ike, Jack, great to be with you guys. Should be an exciting game on Sunday.
What's up, Jaws?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ike. Sorry I missed you last week.
Well, you know, I'll be there tomorrow again at 7:30, buddy. Oh, you meant missed us here on the show.
Yeah. I got to tell you this story. You know, we had a team in the Super Bowl of golf. The NFL has a Super Bowl of golf every year, and my team represented Philadelphia. We shot 18 under par, scramble, and lost.
Oh, wow.
I think there's sandbagging going on.
Yeah. Something not right there. You shoot 18 under par, you're not supposed to.
18 under and it'll win, something's wrong.
Yeah, that sounds like cheating to me. I'm going to launch an investigation.
I know some of the other guys on the other team, so I'll be nice. I'll be kind.
Yeah, well, just nonsense. Everybody keeps their own score or whatever. I don't know. Golf is a mystery to me, generally, Jaws.
It's a good mystery.
Jaws, you know, we've talked about it a lot. The players have talked about it. The team is going down early to prepare for it, and that's the Heat down in Tampa. When you were playing, how did Heat affect you, and how do you think it might affect the Eagles on Sunday?
Well, if you're not used to Heat, it certainly does have a negative effect if you don't know how to handle it. But, you know, the weather hasn't exactly been freezing up here all summer, and it's been actually a very good week. So I'm not sure. Obviously, it'll be hot. It'll be humid. It'll be, you know, 1 o'clock game. The sun will be, you know, right above your head. So, you know, it'll have an impact, but it's going to be the same thing for the Buccaneers. I never buy into we practice in it or we're used to it. If it's hot and it's 100 degrees, it impacts everybody.
Yeah, I would say so. It seems like, what do you think about them going down there a day early? We heard Baker Mayfield say something to the effect of that, you know, going a day early not only isn't going to help you from a physical standpoint, it might make you even think about it even more. What do you think about them going down there early?
I have no answer. I've heard so many stories about the heat, cold, jet lag, going east coast to west, west to east. I think a lot of it's just guesswork and the frame of mind you go to the game with. So if the Eagles go in the right frame of mind, which I think they will, I believe they will, it doesn't matter what the temperature is tomorrow, what the heat is like on Sunday.
So on, you know, this has been talked to death. We have not heard your, you know, your opinion on it, having rewatched the film. The difference between the first half and the second half against the Rams, was that an execution issue? Was it a scheme difference? How did they go from so inept to so good from one half to the next in the same game?
You know, I think you'd probably have to look at six halves of football right now. This team, to me right now, is still a mystery. And I kind of go back to, you know, my roots and playing in the NFL and played for coaches that won close to 1,000 games. 1,000 games, guys have coached like Don Shula, Dick Vermeil, Marty Schottenheimer, Chuck Knox. You know, those are darn good coaches. And they'd always say, we don't know who we are, we don't know who they are until there's at least 4 games on film. And I think that's where the Eagles are right now. I can't tell you what this team is going to be. Is it going to be a running team? Is it going to be a passing team? Is it going to be a team that's conservative and wins on defense? I don't know, but I think we'll get a pretty good barometer on Sunday. But I think you got to let 4 games go by.
If you were, I guess it's hard to say, you're coaching the team. You were coaching the team on Sunday, and you saw what they were able to do in the second half, paired with the fact that the Eagles haven't been as effective running the ball this year. Would you change your approach this coming Sunday compared to your approach in previous games?
Yeah, I think I'd probably be a little more aggressive, you know, on early downs throwing the football. But I think clearly Chris Shula, the defensive corner for the Rams, let us off the hook a little bit in that second half when it went, you know, 26-7. I think they felt, okay, we got this game in hand and we'll just kind of play a prevent style of defense. And he gave A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and, you know, the offensive line a chance. And obviously Jalen got red hot, the best half of football he's played in a long time. And he got hot. So I think they went to that kind of soft prevent. And, you know, I know defense guys always say the only thing to prevent defense does prevent us from winning.
Yep.
That's what seems to happen when you let a quarterback and Jalen Hurts and those receivers get going. That's the problem you run into when you're not prepared, you know, for a team that's going to now open up after you've dominated for, you know, half the football game.
I'm interested, Jaws, in how the second half of that game sort of impacts Jalen moving forward. I'm under some belief, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it, that I think sometimes he's holding the ball and not letting it go on time. I thought in the second half last week, he just played unconsciously. He saw it, he threw it, they caught it. It was without any hesitation. Can having a half like that and getting into that type of rhythm, can you carry that over, like the momentum and the confidence of playing that way as a quarterback?
Oh hell yes. There's no question of that. You know, when you're hot, you're hot. You want to throw the ball more. I think everyone sensed Jalen was getting hot. The receivers got their mojo back. They were catching the football, making plays. And by the way, I thought the offensive line, which I think has been playing mediocre this year, really got it going in that second half as well. Jalen seemed to have a better rhythm. The ball was coming out. When he needed a little more extra time, he got the extra time. So it was a combination of, you know, good play calling, receivers running better routes and getting open, Jalen finding them and throwing the ball accurately. It's really simple when I say it that way, but it's hard to do it every single play week in and week out. But I thought, you know, the way they played that second half against the Rams, I expect more of that than the slow start they had.
Yeah. I think you sort of started to answer this particular question there with your answer there about the Eagles' inability to run the ball as effectively this year compared to last year. How much of that is the offensive line not playing quite as well, and how much of that is defensive coordinators just sort of locking in on the Eagles' running game and deciding that they're not going to get beat by that?
It's never one thing, and it's probably a combination of better defense and things that the defense are doing. Remember, the defense had 7 months to study this Eagles offense and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And we all know this offensive line is phenomenal when they're healthy. Obviously, Lane was out last week. I believe Landon's still probably dinged a little bit. I don't think he's playing up to his ability. And in general, when you got a couple guys not playing up to their standard that they have, there's going to be a little bit of slack in the offensive line. But one thing I've kind of noticed, teams are, like I said, 7 months to study the Eagles' offense, all offseason, every team they play has had all their computer geniuses breaking everything down. And I thought that through the first three games, the defense right now are focusing on Saquon Barkley, not giving him the edge. And I think another thing I noticed, and Ike and Spike maybe just talked about from looking at the tape, which shows, I think defensive line are not playing that, okay, get in and contain, which I thought they did a lot of last year, and Saquon made that contain useless and waste of time. I think what I'm seeing now, defensive line now going more for penetration, and penetration normally is the kryptonite of the running game. So I think defense now, in studying this Eagle offense, they're coming across the ball, slants, stunts, twists, trying to get more penetration than they did. I thought, just as an observation, I'm looking at the tape, that's one thing I think I see.
Jaws, mm-hmm. As a quarterback, you face a team that likes to blitz a lot, right? Like Tampa does, Todd Bowles.
Yeah, man.
I wonder, like, how do you combat that? Some quarterbacks will welcome the blitz because they know where they're coming, and you actually clear some of the windows to throw the ball in when you do that. I'm wondering, how do you combat a defense that wants to bring extra pressure?
Well, they're going to bring extra pressure. There's no doubt of that. And in fact, this is a little side note. When Todd Bowles was coaching here in Philadelphia, he was my next-door neighbor here over in Medford. So we talked a lot about defense, and he, you know, he's come out of the locker room blitzing. He just loves the blitz. He loves to bring pressure, more of those exotic designer blitzes. And, you know, he's always created some problems for the Eagles' blocking schemes and for Jalen Hurts. So you're going to see blitzes. There's no doubt about that. And Antoine Winfield is a secondary player at safety. The blitz is about one out of every 10 plays. So you're going to see safety blitzes and pressure. So you just got to expect this week, and hopefully the Eagles be better prepared for it. And I think Jalen's going to be better prepared to handle it because they know you're going to get it. But Todd Bowles is a great defensive coordinator, and now we just got to show that we can handle the blitzes.
The Eagles' defense this year has been interesting in that they've had some, you know, good moments in big spots. They were able to keep the Rams out of the end zone several times last Sunday, which ended up helping. But other teams, you know, outside of Kansas City, Dallas and the Rams move the ball really, really well. Are there you know, signs of optimism in the Eagles' defense when you rewatch it that they're coming together and we may see them improve in the way that we saw them improve last year?
I think it eventually will be a tremendous defense, and I'll steal your point like they did last year. We didn't expect the defense performance we saw last year, but it came on, particularly the second half of the season. What I see are a lot of individual players that are tremendous players that are still learning how to play in the NFL, young rookie guys that are playing good football, but they're going to be a lot better as they get experience. So I think once Vic gets this defense together, you know, working with them every single day at practice, learning from the experience they've had in the game, I think it's once again will be. I'm not saying it's going to be the number one defense, but I think it'll be a top five defense by the end of the season.
You probably couldn't find two quarterbacks who are both really good as different as and how they play the game as Jalen Hurts and,
right.
and Baker Mayfield. When you watch Baker Mayfield, you know, what do you think of him as a player?
One word comes to mind: he's a baller. I mean, sometimes he is not pretty, but he'll fight you right down the bone. I mean, that's the kind of guy, if you give him time in the pocket, he'll hang in the pocket, read defense, throw the football. Remember, he's a five-year veteran now. He's been around. He's been knocked down. He's gotten up and played. But with the game on the line, in clutch this season, it's only three games. There's no quarterback in the league that has played better than Baker Mayfield in the clutch. And he can play with structure from the pocket. He can move in the pocket and still beat you. He can run outside the pocket and make plays with his legs. So this is one of those guys that just drives the defense nuts. And Mike, I could probably speak better to the defensive perspective. He goes, you got guys that you say contain, keep in the pocket. It doesn't always work with this guy. He gets outside the pocket, and when he breaks the pocket, he throws with great mechanics. And a lot of guys, I'm watching last night and watching that Arizona game. That quarterback was driving me crazy with his footwork and the way he was treating. You know, this guy's been in the league, I don't know how many years he's been there right now, but come on, you got to be set your feet, throw the football. And Baker Mayfield is that kind of guy. He'll get outside the pocket. He won't panic. He'll reset his feet and deliver the ball accurately.
Yeah.
All right, Jaws, before we get your prediction, wanted to ask you something that we talked about earlier in the show. As an Eagles fan, what situation would you rather be in? Situation one is the Eagles are down 24-20. They have the ball at their own 20-yard line with 2 minutes left in the game, three timeouts. Situation two, the Eagles are up 24-20. The Bucs have the ball on their own 20-yard line with 2 minutes to go and three timeouts. Which situation would you rather be in?
Oh, there's no doubt. I'm going to be up 24-20.
Okay.
I'd rather play with the lead, make on defense, make a play.
Okay. Well, then Ike is wrong.
It's a great question. I was really listening to you guys earlier. It's a great question. It makes you really think. I like to think that deep, though.
Just wanted to get you to take my side.
On the defense, right, Ike? That's the way to do it. Put on
your
guys.
Well, no, I actually went the other way, Jaws. I took the offense.
you should add to that question, where do you get the ball? Are you backed up? Where do you get the ball?
On the 20-yard line, both situations.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll take the lead.
Okay. All right.
I'll take the lead.
All right, Jaws. Well, we are playing a team that seems to have the Eagles' number on Sunday, the Bucs. What do you think happens on Sunday? Give us your prediction.
Yeah, I think we're going to solve this Buccaneer puzzle. They've been toughing us. We spoke about earlier, their blitz schemes are really good. Todd Bowles is a great job. But we're a little nicked up too, but I think, they lose one of their best players in Mike Evans. With him out of the game, I think it's a big difference. It kind of makes up for the fact that we've got some issues in the secondary right now. With Mike Evans out, I think we win the football game 28-23.
All right. There
like
he
it.
Is.
Like it.
All right, Jaws.
Guys. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Jaws.
Thanks, Jaws.
Yep.
There he is. Jaws on my side.
Jaws also not happy about what's going on at the Ryder Cup.
Oh, did you talk to him about it?
Yeah. He's like, we got to get it going. I was like, I know.
Speaking of getting it going, I got a way that you can get it going.
Oh, yeah.
Go to BlueChew.com.
That hammer is real, for real.
Hell yeah.
It's Friday.
You want to get it going? Come on, Friday. You got Friday night. You got Saturday
That's
night.
That's what I'm saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You got Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, afternoon delight.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you just do a tornado voice?
Yes.
Come on.
Look, if you want to perform at the best of your possible capabilities, if you go to BlueChew.com and get them to send you some of those chewables, that's what it's going to help you do. You go to BlueChew.com. Also, if you use code 94, you're going to be able to get your first month for free.
Free.
Am I still paying for that?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
As long as we want you to, you're going to pay for it. It is on the WIP Afternoon Show, but it comes out of Jack's pocket. BlueChew.com, promo code 94. The other thing, you're not going to have to go see a doctor. No doctor's appointment necessary. You're not going to have to wait a few months for a doctor's appointment, have some weird conversation with your doctor. You don't want to do that. Mm. You do it at BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to wait in line at the pharmacy because they're going to ship you those chewables in a discreet...
Hard!
Package.
I mixing up the hards now. As I said, your first month is free. Go to BlueChew.com at checkout, use code 94, and then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
Here's some guy who knows how to perform in the bedroom. Herb in the Northeast here on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Everything is hard.
Big Ike Reese, what's happening? I need some pickle juice. I need some Mike juice.
For the bedroom?
I need some Gatorade. Let's rock and roll down there in Tampa where it's hot. Yes, sir. Like Jaworski told you, we going to bring the blitz.
Wait, okay. We're going to bring the blitz?
But it's going to be, Philly blitz. You understand?
All right.
The Philly blitz.
Okay. What's that?
We're going to get some turnovers this week in the heat. Watch yourself how you talk to me because I don't like that. I'll call the coach up and tell him we're going to send five more blitzes down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so watch yourself.
Careful. What did I say?
Okay.
I didn't even say anything.
It's your attitude.
You know the way you talk.
Yeah, you always disrespect her.
I need some of that blue chew, too.
We'll get you some.
I need her free. I don't want to hear that. You better bring some samples over there Monday night, you know?
But here's the thing, Herb. For every person, what they give you is different. The mix, so you got to go to the website, or if I bring you something,
the strong kind.
Yeah,
I need freebies, bro. All right,
just use
why
use code 94, Herb. Your first month is free.
I called them guys up and they 2 years ago. And they ain't giving out nothing.
It's not 2 years ago.
You gotta have a prescription.
Yes, but they do it on the website. That's what I'm saying. You just use code 94 and your first month is free. I can't bring you the ones for me.
I've been waiting on this topic, Herb.
Okay, right. All right. Now let me say
I've been waiting on you to jump in here on this, man.
Hey, Reese, I wanted to say something to you now. The problem we've been having, with this running game, number
one. I want to talk about blue chews.
I told you, I've been telling you guys for the last 2 weeks, they got 5 and 6 men in the box. They got linebackers right on the edge, and they got their safeties coming up, okay?
Okay.
What do we got to do? And then last week, we had 3 fumbles on the kickoffs. We got to get that together. That's special teams, man.
Because
if we don't get that together on Sunday, I'm firing that special teams coach.
Whoa.
You understand?
Calling for a guy's job?
Relax, Herb.
They blocked 2 field goals.
Yeah, we did.
Like that to me.
Yeah,
you keep talking like that, Jack. I'm
who's talking you, to
you?
I like feisty Herb.
We're all friends.
You got to put pressure on people. No fumbles. I need the ball.
And you want free blue chews?
Yeah.
That's
the wrong kind of pressure.
I need the ball. Look, Jalen Hurts got to go down the seam, down the sideline right away. First and
to
10.
Get blue chew?
We're not talking about blue chew.
Okay,
we're talking
right.
About Sunday game, Jack. Okay. Yeah, guess who called? I told you who called me yesterday, right?
Ooh.
Who? Johnny Marks.
Yeah.
Johnny Marks.
Oh, there
you go. My main man. Everybody wants me to call everybody's station. I got three stations now that want me to talk. You understand?
I know.
Who's? What's the third
three
station?
Yeah.
What's
Broad Street Sports. I got him, too.
Okay.
You know, I just came out of Doylestown Hospital.
Oh, but.
And I'm fired up because my blood sugar, was 309.
Wow.
About 3 hours ago, and now
is that high?
It's 54.
Yeah, I think that's high.
54, yeah. And I just went over and grabbed the orange juice and the Gatorade.
That'll help. There you go.
Well, what the hell is that blue chew going to do for you?
I'm going to go eat some Chinese food.
Well, you're back in the hospital.
I'm fired up today, boys. Let me tell you.
I can tell.
Well, you don't need a blue chew.
Yeah.
Jack.
I'm not messing with you. Not messing with you.
Wow,
take your head off. I'll take your head off.
Whoa!
You know?
What is going on here?
Yeah, I know he's blood sugar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Head on a swivel.
I mean, hey, Herb. Real quick, how many you need? Two, three, what? One, two, or three?
No, I need like six.
Hold on, man. No, you gonna take the whole stash?
It's called a big dose of D.
Herb,
six.
We're not allowed to give it to you. You got to go to the website.
I probably got bottles of it.
Yes.
Why would Ike have bottles of it?
Knowing Ike, probably got bottles of them.
Knowing Ike.
He's a different guy. He can't give you his. That's not how it works. Yeah. We're not allowed to do that.
It's bigger.
Yeah, right. Forget about that right now. Let's talk football.
All right.
Let's talk football. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Is Lane Johnson playing this week?
Oh, man. He's playing.
He
yeah.
is.
He's playing.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, so we should go
all
left, right, power.
We got to do. We got to pull the guard out.
There it is.
Blow some and hit some linebackers. You understand?
Yep.
Okay, that's what we need to do. We got to get the fullback, triple I formation.
The triple I.
Detroit. Did you see the Detroit game the other night?
I did.
Okay. They had the quarterback and three running backs. Okay?
Yep.
But that's
look
not
at that formation. Okay.
It's
triple
not
I formation,
no.
I call it.
Well,
so,
I don't think that's triple. I don't think that's what it's called.
I call it. That's
okay.
Mine.
All right.
He
all
calls
right,
it.
Right,
shut up, right, Spike. Right, shut
all right,
up.
All right.
Do not mess with her.
That ain't your call, Spike.
Yep.
All right.
You know what I'm saying,
okay.
babe?
All right. Why don't you start showing me a little respect?
Like, I show you respect every time I call
yep.
you.
Oh, okay. All right. And I show you
now,
respect.
If you want to get smart at me,
all
right. I'll send you right back to WPEN or whatever up there in New York.
WFAN.
WFAN.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're going to send me
they're
to the...
Looking,
oh, man.
They're looking for you up there and your boys up in New York.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So, let's get this win,
yeah,
and I'm predicting.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Eagles, 36, 22, Tampa
22.
Bay, 36,
yeah.
22.
How do you get to 22?
Okay, nope. E-A-G-L-E-S. What's that spell?
Eagles!
Watch Penn State tomorrow.
All right.
I'm expecting
just when you think it's over.
Tomorrow night. I know Saquon's going to be watching that game.
Yep.
So.
Oh, my God.
All right, my brother.
All right, dude.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
Night somewhere. We got a big meeting down at the arena on Monday, so I don't. I might stop to see you.
Swing
like,
by.
Yes.
Yeah, we got blue cheese for you.
3 o'clock. Yeah.
No, we can't give them.
Three o'clock,
it's against the rules.
You're fishy.
I got to be in work like 4:30.
Okay. All right. See you, Herb.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was so mad.
He was mad at everybody.
His blood sugar was at 300.
Yeah.
Down to 54.
Yeah.
He said,
God,
I just had a
I'm
bunch
like,
of Gatorade
wow.
and Chinese
food. That'll fix it.
That'll help.
Yep. Nothing cures a health issue like Gatorade and Chinese food.
I don't get that. Just go on a walk.
Oh, man.
That was
classic right
the best
there.
Part about her.
You said he was going to take your head off.
Yeah, I know.
He's sending me back to WFAN.
Yep. The best part about Herb is that that's just Herb.
Yes.
Like, there's no bit.
No. There's no way you could do a bit that often.
or be that insane.
Yeah, be that insane.
Holy moly. 215-592-9494.
Just when he had a down call.
And I just want to be clear. You cannot share Blue Chew chewables with other people. That's not how it works. You get it. If you go to the website, they
got to get your own, man.
Yeah, it is formulated for each person. Just want to be clear on that.
It works
that.
For me, doesn't necessarily work for you.
Yes.
I always have the bottle.
The bottles of them. Big bottles.
It's been in your trunk.
Yeah. You got a giant, it's like a candy jar next to you.
You got a stash.
You're trying to sneak it across the border. Yeah.
Oh, poor Renee.
Yeah, guess how many Blue Chews are in the... All right.
It really pops out and it grows.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming
up. I took a needle in the ass.
Okay, all right, stop. We find out if Elliot holds on to the belt next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.